Okay, so we are now in our second Chabura on the topic of Bedika. Yesterday, or I'll say, I think Thursday night, right? Last time we had a Chabura, we basically discussed on the various Shittos in the Rishonim about whether Bedika alone has the capacity to neutralize Bayar Vayamatzeh. We first quoted the a group of Rishonim who held, which is the Pashas, that it doesn't neutralize Bayar Vayamatzeh. We had Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, we had the Rambam, we had the Shi'iltos, and we had the Tur, right, who all held that Bedika does not neutralize Bayar Vayamatzeh. And what was the reason? What's the loophole associated with Bedika, which would, you know, this dictate there would be a problem with Bayar Vayamatzeh even after Bedika? Exactly. There'd be chametz left over. You're not going to find everything. That's the simple pshat. And therefore, that group of Rishonim, again, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Rambam, Shi'iltos, and Tur all say, therefore, Bedika is not going to neutralize Bayar Vayamatzeh. But then we brought a number of Rishonim, again, three to be exact. I think it was Rashi, Varan, and Rabbeinu David, who all held that no, that if you perform a proper Bedika, so then Bedika is going to neutralize Bayar Vayamatzeh. And now, what we have to do is to analyze those Shittos in the Rishonim. Again, analyze Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David. They all hold that a proper Bedika neutralizes Bayar Vayamatzeh. And the obvious question is, how are they going to address the obvious loophole of there being a possibility of Chametz being found? Right? How can they hold that Bedika alone, or without Bittel, that Bedika alone will neutralize Bayar Vayamatzeh if you have this distinct possibility of Chametz being left over? How are they going to address that issue? So we're going to see that we have to analyze two distinct time periods in order to figure out how these Rishonim are going to contend with this issue of there possibly being chametz in their rishos. One time period, and again, each of these time periods we may analyze differently because they have, you know, different issues. The first time period, we'll call it the Mikan Ul Haba time period. Mikan Ul Haba meaning the time after the person finds the chametz and onwards. Right, and the question is, how are these Rishonim going to contend with Bayar Vayamatzeh post mitzia, right? Post the finding, again, in what ways do they think the person will be able to, you know, easily neutralize Bayar Vayamatzeh mikan olaba after the mitzia? That's one time period we're going to have to analyze. We'll do that, you know, right now. And the second time period we're going to analyze, hopefully we'll get to at the end of Shir, is the time period we'll call it limafreya, the time period before the person finds the chametz. Or in the case where the person doesn't find the chametz at all. So again, in order for these shittos to hold that Bedika effectively neutralizes Bayar Vayamatzeh, they have to contend, they have to address both of these time periods and explain how Bayar Vayamatzeh is not going to be violated, both in the time period Mishas Mitzia Ve'elach, Mikan Olaba, and also they have to contend with how you're going to explain why Bayar Vayamatzeh was not violated, Limafreya, before the person found the chametz. Again, we're going to have to analyze both of these time periods, you know, independently, and then we're going through this analysis of these two time periods. We're going to see why these Rishonim are not bothered by Bayar Vayamatzeh, the potential of violation of Bayar Vayamatzeh in this case of there being chametz left over from the Bedika. The outline makes sense of what we're trying to accomplish. Again, those are the two time periods, and they're, yeah.
Why I said that, the whole reason why you need Bittel is because
okay, good,
so
good, good. Okay, good. So it seems like the Gemara is taking for granted that there's no issue with Mafreya.
Well, no, that's not what I mean to say. Yeah. I'm just saying that after you have to examine why after you find it, they're not worried about there being a problem. They're worried that since you might find it, it'll be.
Okay, so we're gonna analyze that exact line. That's where we're heading, and you'll see where I'm going with this. Okay, so first discussing the issue of Mikan Olaba. So again, let's read that line in the Gemara. Again, the place to look, exactly like Tzvi just said, is the Gemara, back to the Gemara of Avon Beis. This is Gemara that we're going to be referencing back, you know, a number of times through all the different issues. It's just crucial on so many different levels. So again, since the Gemara is talking about why you need Bittel following a Bedika, and the Gemara says, we'll see, Shema Yimsa Glusko Yaf, it seems to be directly addressing our issue about the possibility that Bedika will not find a piece of chametz. So, Shmuel, would you mind just reading Amarava?
Sure.
Gezeira Shema?
Amarava, Gezeira Shema Yimsa Glusko Yaf, Bidaisa Yilave.
So what does that mean?
So the reason for Bittel is because you might end up finding a nice piece of chametz, and you will...
have das on it. Exactly. We'll leave that vague. So now, what does the Gemara suggest? Okay, right, so right now, so the issue at hand, right, the fault, the loophole of Bedika, as stated by the Gemara, is this possibility. There's a piece of chametz, you know, that's left over. So what does the Gemara suggest you do? What's a way to be metakin? Next line of the Gemara.
So when you find it, why don't you just be the vase like that?
So says the Gemara, right, that the first method to neutralize Bayera Bayamatze in this time period of Mikano Laba is what? Is Bittel. Right? The Gemara is clearly saying that if you just perform Bittel, that'll solve all problems. So again, this approach is going to say, and we'll see the big picture in just a moment, that, right, there's no problem of Bayera Bayamatze Mikano Laba. It's because you just could perform Bittel. Right? And Bittel is very important. We'll see the contrast in just a moment. How long does it take, or Benny, how long does it take to perform Bittel? A second, right? Basically, right away. You find it, and like you, right away you start being Mavatel, and therefore there's not going to be any problem of any, like, you know, lag time, any interim period between the Shas Metzia and your solution of Bayer Matzah, because Bittel takes place basically instantaneously. But the problem with relying on Bittel alone is what? What's the next stage of the Gemara? What's the problem of Bittel?
It's not here, Shmuel.
When?
Saturday.
Good. Shmuel, what's the next line of the Gemara? Why is this option of Bittel alone, why does that not suffice? Okay, right. So what's the problem with Bittel? It's limited. It's limited to what time period?
Before this one.
Right, so this first method of Bittel, right, to neutralize the issue of Bayer Bayamatze Mikano Laba, that is insufficient, because while that would work if you find the chametz before Shas Isser, it's insufficient, right? Bittel cannot be performed if you find the chametz after Shas Isser. So basically, based on Bittel alone, you're stuck. Right, you can't say, oh, the reason why these right, Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David are not bothered about Bayer by Matzah Mikano Laba is, oh, because you have Bittel in your back pocket. Because Bittel alone is not going to suffice, because Bittel will not work if you find it after Shas Isser. And therefore, these Rishonim shouldn't be bothered. But why should Bedika neutralize Bayer by Matzah? Let's say you're going to end up finding the Chametz after Shas Isser, at which point Bittel is not going to work. So you're still going, these Rishonim are still going to need an alternative method, right, other than Bittel, which can solve the issue of Bayer Bayamatze Mikano Laba. We'll get to that in just a second. Yudadov, yeah.
But it seems to be that the Gemara is just addressing why you have to do Bittel before the Zman Isser, and then you're covered. So, like, as long as you take care of that, what would be the concern?
So what exactly are you saying?
I'm saying, like, Rashi and those that hold like him would seem to have no problem, because as long as you do Bittel before this Zman, which is what the Gemara is telling you to make sure you do.
Yeah, this is Takana Drabana. We're trying to understand the Din D'Oraisa. And we're using the Shach L'Vitariah, because the Shach L'Vitariah relates to Din D'Oraisa. But we're trying to understand why Mid D'Oraisa does Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David think that Bedika neutralizes Bayer Bayamatze. So we're talking at the rice level. Again, we're not, the Gemara ends up saying, Lamaskana, right, it's Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa Vidai Tilabeh. That's a Chashash Tirabana. We're trying to discuss at the rice level why they think that Bedika suffices, right? And we're just using the Shach Vitaria, because the Shach Vitaria also relates to the Dinam Daraisa.
Yeah, but I'm saying
at the end, I think it'll become clearer, but.
Well, I would think saying that the Gzeira seems to be that, well, I'm just saying that as long as you take care of Bittel before this monitor.
I know, but we're trying to understand the Rishonim who hold that Bedika, even without Bittel, works Midaraisa. Right, you're right. The Gemara says Midarabanan. If you do Bittel after Bedika, you solve all problems.
Yeah.
But we're trying to understand Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David.
You were saying afterwards that you were trying to explain why Rashi would also require you to do Bedika in addition to Bittel.
In addition to?
Bittel.
No.
Thought you were.
But that's a Durabanan issue.
No, but I'm saying why would you?
I mean, once you do Bittel, that's Tosis's issue. Tosis's issue is that once you do Bittel, why would you need Bedika in addition to Bittel? That's a Durabanan issue of Chashan Shachil, etc.
Yeah, but according to Rashi, who holds that the only reason for B'dika is by Rabbi Bate.
So we're just trying to understand why that works.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why would you need B'dika at all once you do B'tul?
Rashi is not dealing with that, because Rashi is dealing pre-B'tul.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
So Rashi could either... In answer to that question, either Rashi can agree to Chashash Achila, or the Ran gives an alternative, that there is a problem that maybe Bittul...
Yeah, but it seems, according to Rashi specifically, that Bittul is a blanket thing that would work. You're saying that even that you could read even into Rashi the fact that...
Everyone agrees that Bittul is going to work Midaraisa, as the Gemara Dalam is. Rashi, the Rabbeinu David, and the Ran just point out that if you do B'dika alone, that would also suffice. We're just trying to explain, why does B'dika suffice? There's an obvious loophole. Shemayim Sukulisko Yafa. Basically, the way to phrase it is, why is that only a chashash? Why is it only a chashash derabanan? The Gemara of Hamiz, meaning, it sounds like it's an issue midaraisa. So that's really what we're asking. So, right. So once we say that the first option of solving by Rabbi Matze Mikana Laba is Bittul, we just pointed out that's insufficient. Alone, because Bittul doesn't always work. That's not going to work if you find the Chametz at the Shas Isura. So what's the alternative option? If you find the Chametz at the Shas Isur, what theoretically could you do?
Burn it.
Who said that? Good. Levi, good. You can burn it. So now the big question is, will that work Mida Oraisa to solve by Rabbi Matze? Why wouldn't it? What's the problem? What's the loophole?
It takes time.
It takes time. So the big question we're going to see right now, it's a big machok as we've shown him, is, okay, is there an option of performing biur to solve Bayer Rabbi Matze Mikano Laba? And the question is going to hinge on the following question. Does the time it takes to carry out the biur, you have to find the wood, to find the matches, you have to wait for the chametz to burn, is that time period, that interim time period between the time that you find it and the time that the chametz is actually burnt, will you violate Bayer Rabbi Matze for that interim time period? If you violate Bayer Rabbi Matze for that interim time period, so then there's a problem with B'dika for this time period. Because B'dika leaves over the option, that, right, leaves open the possibility that you're going to leave over chametz, and there's a possibility that you're going to end up finding that chametz after Shas Isra when you can't do Bittul. So at that point, the only option is Biur. And if you hold that biur doesn't effectively neutralize Bayer Rabbi Matze because of that interim time between your mitzia and the biur, so then you're going to end up holding that B'dika doesn't work midaraisa because it can't solve the issue of Bayer Rabbi Matze mikana laba. But, as we'll see, the Rishonim who hold that B'dika is daraisa, all of them, Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David, each of them are going to hold, and I'm explaining Lishitaso, that Biur does effectively neutralize Bayer Rabbi Matze moving forward, even though you have that time lag. And we'll have to explain why. But again, it's all Lishitaso. Because they hold, right, in order for them to hold the Bayer Rabbi, that B'dika alone neutralized Bayer Rabbi Matze, they must hold, in order to neutralize the problem Bayer Rabbi Matze Mikana Labach, they must hold that Biur is a sufficient way to neutralize Bayer Rabbi Matze. And we'll spell that out in just a moment. Yeah.
Why is there even a chalik between the half a second it's necessary to start Bittul and the 5 minutes it's necessary to start beer?
Because, well, mistama, it's because it's longer. And right when you find it, you perform your Bittul. And it's just, even the process, you find it, and right away when you start mentioning.
There's a reaction.
What?
There's no objection. So,
what's. Meaning, as long as right when you, like, cognitively, I guess, realize that you have chametz, and right away you're like, okay, I have to do Bittul. But as long as you do your Bittul miad, so then you're good. Because then the solution to the Bayer Rabbi Matze basically happens miad. But if the solution is biur, and we know the biur takes a long time to get started, so then you can have like a 10-15 minute lag time, and the question is, what about Bayer Rabbi Matze for that time period?
We're not cautious for a cognitive lag time?
Well, we'll see, especially if all the yediyah is koveya, so then presumably not. We'll get back to that part. So again, so right now, we're basically saying that the question of whether you can solve Bayer Rabbi, whether B'dika will solve Bayer Rabbi Matze in the Mikana Laba time period hinges upon whether you think that the performance of Biur upon finding the chametz will neutralize Bayer Rabbi Matze. So now let's just document that machlokes in the Gemara and the Rishonim. and the Rishonim, it's off. So right, so within this question about whether biur will solve bar bei matzeh mikan laba, we'll start off first with the more pashut approach, which says that no, that because of the time lag, biur is not going to neutralize bar bei matzeh. So the first indication of this, I think, is the Gemara itself. Right, what is the Gemara's only suggestion for solving the problem? It says v'chimishkacha slay what libatzeh. So the pashut of the Gemara is the Gemara is saying that the only option, again, you can be dope for this, but the only option of solving by Rabbi Yamatze, Mikano Waba, is the performance of Bittul, which works basically Miyad. So again, one indication that Biur is not going to work is the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that. So that's indication number one, it's just the Gemara itself, yeah.
But it seems to be that if you would do that also right away, then you wouldn't be over at all. But correct. There would still be the few second lag before
the Gemara. I think that's what Ephraim was talking about. The Gemara seems not to be worried about that. Right? When the Gemara says v'chimishkach saying the batzai,
that would seem to support the assumption of the Rishonim that you're not going to be over once.
Okay, so I think the difference is going to be the time lag.
But there's still a time lag.
It seems like halakhically that's considered instantaneous.
Why?
No, in general, there's a concept like EF Shalat Samsei.
EF Shalat
Samsei. You ever hear that? It's like a the machokas tanaim, but there's a concept in halacha of EF shalatzamtzim, which basically says that they're units of time in halacha, and therefore, in this context, let's say an application of that is if right away upon finding it, you basically yes, there's a millisecond, but if basically right away you end up being vatzalat halacha views that as like basachas, as like simultaneous.
Even
as instantaneous.
Does the bittul already seem to take effect when you start saying the bittul?
That's what it seemed like. It would presumably depend on the nature of bittul, and we'll get back to that. Whether it's about your perspective towards the chametz or it's about being mafkir it, so that'd be an interesting nafkamina. But presumably, at least in this gemara, it's very clear. This is not me, right? When the gemara says v'chi mishkachas and batlei, it's very clear the gemara is not bothered by that time. Yeah.
Could you say that just practically speaking, even though? Meaning, you could say what we've been saying is that the fact that the Gemara doesn't consider Bidika as an option, but practically speaking, based on what Rav is saying, that it's a Gluske Yafet, right? Then why would that then require an additional Bidika, like a full?
No, I mean Biur. I don't mean Bidika. I mean to burn it. I'm suggesting once you find it, not me suggesting. Meaning the issue is that once you find it, just burn it. The question is not bedika, it's really biur. So the question is, when you find it and then you go to burn it, are you bothered by that time lag in between? So the pashas of the Gemara says the only option is bittul, because only bittul can be performed basically instantaneously. Masha inkin biur, the implication seems to be that biur is not mentioned in the Gemara because biur, because of that time lag, that would be a problem. That's what it would seem like from the Gemara. Question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only doing Bidika and not Bittul is Shem Yimtza.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like just Daraisa Bidika would be enough, like you drive or Rashi.
Correct. Again, that's what it sound like, but again, remember, there are Rishonim such as the Sheiltos and the Tur, and we'll see the Rambam in the back, who basically understand that the issue of Shem Yimtza is Lamafreya, which is basically ends up saying that what the Gemara's answer. In short, they play down the Gezerah aspect of the answer and seem to say it's a Me'ikar Adin problem. Remember, the Sheiltos is the Shema Ika Gluska Yafet. So, I guess they're. You have to contend with that. I'm not sure exactly how. Remember, the Sheiltos, it could be as a different Girsa, we pointed out, of Shema Ika instead of Gezerah, Shema Yimsa. So, if they have a different Girsa, then that solves that. If they still hold that it's a gezerah, that it's only a gezerah, you'd have to, yeah, that needs work. Because you're right, because then otherwise it sounds like derisa, so there's no problem. You're 100% right. Yeah. So again, so the first indication that biur would not work is the Gemara itself. Anyone recall anyone in the Rishonim who also seems to have an indication that bittul would be the only way to solve the problem? Anybody? Yeah. So everyone can turn to the Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava, my Bobo Mabez, seems to reject Rashi. Again, there are two ways to read this Maram Chalava. I'll say one way to read this Maram Chalava is he's spelling out this exact analysis. Right? Because we'll get to Rashi's shot in the sugya implies that Bi'ur would work. We'll get to that, you know, in just a moment. And the Maram Chalava comes along and rejects Rashi and seems to reject Rashi and say, what are you talking about, Rashi? Why do you, Rashi, imply that, oh, if the person were to perform Bi'ur, that would suffice? What are you talking about? The only option at hand is Bittul, says the Maram Chalava. So one way to interpret the Maram Chalava is exactly along the lines of this first approach. The Maram Chalava is basically saying that the only option to solve, to neutralize Bayra Bayamatze Mikanolaba is Bittul, because the option of Bi'ur doesn't work because of that time lag. Let's just read this this Maram Chalava inside. Again, I always interpret it this way. When I was like reviewing it a couple days ago, I realized that there might be an alternative way to read this Maram Chalava, but I think this is definitely an option. Again, actually, the footnotes here, so interprets it along the lines that we're about to say right now. So you see, when he says Ella Amar Rava in the Maram Chalava, anybody have it? Aria, do you have it? Yaakov? Do you see it? Do you mind? Elam Araba?
So he's like hesitant. And once he waits even a moment, Nimtso over Vayra, Vayamate, and over Vayra, Vayamate. So near Midvara, the Dafka, Mishnas, and Dafka, so it's seemingly only if he's like specifically, intentionally, with his das,
he's delaying.
He like lag, right? Meaning, even if he hadn't done Bittul, he wouldn't be over, because if he didn't put a dot on it, it wouldn't be over.
Right. So one way of interpreting this line, we'll present the alternative just is saying as follows, right? Near Midvar, it sounds from Rashi, the Davka Mishinas and Daitala Shahosa, right? It's only a problem if the person purposely pushes off the beer. Hala ha love haki. But if not for this, if he wasn't purposely pushing off the beer, then it would work afilu kishlo bitel. Then it would suffice to neutralize Bayer Bayamatsi, even if you didn't do Bittul, i.e., you ended up starting your Bi'ur right away. But now the Maram Chalava rejects this and says, V'hal
Hesa.
So according to this first way of interpreting, the Maram Chalava is saying exactly like Rami Dayak in the Gemara. It's basically saying, the only option is Bittul. Why is Rashi implying that there's an alternative option of Bi'ur? No, Rashi. The only option is Bittul, we would add, because only Bittul works instantaneously. So again, one way to interpret the Maram Chalava is exactly spelling out this analysis, that the reason why the Gemara only mentions the option of Bittul is because Bi'ur is not a valid solution to the problem because of the time lag between the time you decide that you want to burn it and the time you're actually going to burn it. What?
He's arguing, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
You lose out of Sarfa.
Correct. Okay, good. Yeah. We'll get back to that in a second. Yeah?
I'm sort of falling off that. Maybe I should leave that also. But.
Yeah, so he does leave out Lasarfo. And so the question is according to this first interpretation, this first interpretation assumes that he is reading Rashi as implicitly talking about Masha Olav Lasarfo. That brings me to this. Should I say the second interpretation, then you'll ask?
Just from the Seifa, it sounds like he doesn't assume that, no?
Yeah, which Seifa?
I think it was a query question.
The Chosalev Ein Vatlam, yeah, it sounds like he's assuming that the Shash is that you're not going to be Vatlam as opposed to being doing Seifa.
Well, again, the delay that Rashi is talking about is a delay of everything. So that alone is not a riot. So again, according to this first interpretation, again, this is the way the footnote here interprets it. Basically, this Rabbi Maram Chalava is spelling out this first approach that, again, only Bittul is a valid solution because the option of B or it doesn't work because it takes too long. Yeah.
Okay.
What? So how would you read it?
As long as you're short detail, meaning as long as you're aiming for a bris bittul,
okay.
You haven't done it yet, then you would still be chayav. But if you're trying to be beer, though.
So what is he rejecting in Rashi then? You have to figure out, meaning, in this line, he's rejecting an aspect of Shitas Rashi. So the question is, you have to work out, like, what is he rejecting then in Rashi? So I'm going to present the second the alternative, and then let me know if it's the similar. The other way to read the Maram Chalava is that he's very much similar to the Ramban. Right? If you recall the Ramban from the first Sugya, he quoted the same Rashi, and he's Medayik in Rashi, the Rashi is holding that you're only going to violate Bayer by Matzi if you have a positive Rotz Bikuma. And it could, if you remember, the Ramban rejected Rashi and says, okay, according to that, that means even if you don't do Bittul, as long as you don't have a positive Rotz Bikuma, that means you don't violate. And he says, that's not possible. Says the Ramban, as long as you don't do Bittul, you violate. So it could very well be that that's what the Maram Chalava is saying. The Maram Chalava, and again, that would align with the fact that, like the Ramban, he doesn't quote the gears of Lesorfo. It could be, and we'll just read it right now, it could be the Maram Chalava is saying something completely different. All he's saying is that Nira Midvar, it seems from Rashi, the Dafka, right, that you only violate Mishinasan Daito Lashahoso. You only violate when you have positive, you know, Rotsa Bikiyamo. Halavachi, if you don't have that positive Rotsa Bikiyamo, then you're not going to violate Afilu Kishilo Bittel Eino over it. Even if you don't do Bittel, you're not going to violate as long as you don't have that positive Rotsa Bikiyamo. And then he says, no, this is wrong. Bahalesa, the Choshilo Bittel, because as long as you don't do Bittel, Mistamo over a love. Ram Chalav could just be saying, like the Ramban, and say, no, as long as you don't do Bittel, that's going to be, as we explained last time, that itself is going to be a version of Rotsa Bikiyamo. Like the lack of Bittel itself is an indication of Rotsa Bikiyamo, and therefore you're going to violate just that. So again, according to this second reading of the Maram Chalava has nothing to do with the about whether the option of Biur is a valid solution to Bayer Bayamatze. Again, according to this alternative reading, so therefore it's not relevant to our current discussion, according to the second reading, all he's talking about is that nuanced discussion about what type of Rotsa Bikiyamo do you need. Do you need a positive Rotsa Bikiyamo? Or as long as you don't have the negative Eino Rotsa Bikiyamo, that suffices to be a Rotsa Bikiyamo in and of itself. So again, in short, just to summarize, again, on the side that the Biur is not a valid solution, you have the Pashas and the Gemara, and possibly the Maram Chalava based on how you read. So now we're going to transition to the Rishonim, and it actually works out beautifully. The Rishonim who say that Biur works are the exact same Rishonim who say that Bedika neutralizes Bayer Bayamatze. And I think it works out beautifully because, according to the way we're setting it up, the only way you can hold that Bedika is going to solve Bayer Bayamatze Midaraisa is if you're able to contend with Bayer Bayamatze Mikana Laba. And you need an option other than Bittul, because Bittul is limited to Lifnei Shasi Siro. So for the same Rishonim who holds that Bedika neutralizes Bayer Bayamatze Midaraisa, the same Rishonim who holds that, yeah, that if the person performs Biur, that's going to neutralize Bayer Bayamatze and solve the problem of Bayer Bayamatze in this time frame of Mikana Laba. So let's just see the Rishonim. The first one is Rashi by implication. So let's read our Rashi. Again, this big Rashi of a Daito Ale. Ziv, would you mind? Sorry, so what does Rashi say? What's the Chashash of a Daito Ale?
He
won't want to burn it. And therefore he's going to end up delaying. Stop there for now. The implication of Rashi is what? The problem is that you're going to delay from what? From doing Sreifa. Implication being that if you weren't delaying, if you decided right away, right when you found the Chametz, you said, oh, I need to do Biur, then Rashi seems to imply that beginning the process of Biur, Miyad, would neutralize Bayer Bayamatze, even though there ends up being a necessary time lag between the time that you decide to do Biur and the time that you actually end up, you know, bringing about the totsa of the chametz being destroyed. So again, Rashi, by implication, right? Rashi says the only problem is if you delay the Biur. Implication being in Rashi, but if you were to right away decide to do Biur, that would suffice, even though there's going to be a time lag. Yeah, you go.
Why is it
But didn't you indicate in a previous lesson that many Rishonim understand Rambam here just agreeing with the idea of Tosfos that as long as you're being Osek in
Tikkun? Oh, we get there, right.
But
if we
say that, then Rashi isn't necessarily saying that performing this Bedika and Beer does any extra, whatever you call neutralizing. It just means that, it's all it is just a way of taking care of the chametz.
No, but that's the point. The reason why Bedika can solve Bayer Rabbi Matzah is because it solves Bayer Rabbi Matzah on every chametz, on every piece of chametz that it finds.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe there's a piece of chametz that you didn't find. That you're going to find on Pesach.
I'm saying that it wouldn't make a difference, according to Rashi, whether you did Bedika or not, in terms of the fact that if you find it and you decide to burn it right away, that the lag time wouldn't make you over.
Are you asking about the Lamaf? You're asking about the Lamafreya?
No, I'm saying that once you find it, right, you said that there's this issue of lag time, right? According to Rashi, that isn't a problem as long as you're trying to burn, right? So, therefore, there's no additional benefit of like getting this lag time just because you did Bedika slash Bia. That's present either way, which means that that Rashi ultimately technically doesn't, in terms of this point on what Bedika accomplishes, isn't any different than the Rambam or these other reports.
No, but it does, because it's basically saying that as long as in Ichanami there's going to be a solution if you find the chametz on Pesach itself. But it's just saying that the Bedika, which leads to the Biur, is going to solve the Bayer Rabbi Matzah for the pieces that it ends up finding.
Everyone agrees to that.
I know, but the addition is that, and he's not worried about any leftovers, because the leftovers can be dealt with.
Yeah, but, right, so of course, but I'm just saying that the function of Bedika isn't a machlokas between Rashi and these other...
No, it is, in the sense that does it alone completely solve... If you do Bedika, can you ensure that the question at the end of the day, according to Rashi, if you ask the question, if you do Bedika, can you ensure that you're not going to violate Bayer Rabbi Matzah? The answer is yeah. If you follow the halacha all the way through, you'll be fine. According to other Rishonim, that's not true.
Well, I agree to that. If the other Rishonim don't agree to this idea of the lag time or that you're only over one once you know about it, but I'm just saying that because it sounded like what you were saying in terms of like the idea that Bedika nullifies the Isra Bayer Ramase, that there is something in the Bedika itself.
Okay, we're gonna get to something additional in just a moment. Might not be needed as much for Rashi because Rashi holds of Shasra'iya, but for sure for the Ran and Rabbeinu David, we're gonna see that the Bedika, in addition just to ensuring that you don't that you don't violate Bayer Ramase, the Bedika itself has an impact. We'll get to that when we deal with the Lama Freya issue. Yeah.
I might be asking the same question, but it seems like Rashi that Bedika is somewhat useless if you can just be in the Bayer on Pesach itself.
I don't know if it's useless as much.
What does Bedika exactly do for you?
It basically.
There's always a chance of you finding something, but then if you do find something, you can just be in the Bayer then, and there's no Isra Bayer by Matzah.
It basically is doing. Yeah, it's doing that beer beforehand to make sure that you're not in the situation on Pesach itself.
But the point actually doesn't really matter if you get yourself in the situation as long as you don't hesitate.
Correct. Again, it's the same question. For Rashi, I think that's correct because he doesn't hold that you violate the Mafreya because he's a Shasra'iya person. Again, for Rabbeinu David and the Ran, the other sheet, they're going to hold, we're going to prove that they really hold of objective. And therefore, they're going to say that only the performance of the Bedik itself.
Right.
But you're right, for Rashi itself, yeah, it's not this. It's not like superpower of a Bedika. It's just that you're performing your beer on chametz that you know about, and then you'll finish the job if you find. Yeah, that's what it seems like for Rashi. Yeah.
Why don't we want to say Rashi holds that one that only sorry, Rashi that one? Okay.
Think about it. Come back. Yeah. So before Ephraim, if everyone can turn to the Ran, to Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, we can see where the Ran himself explicitly states that the performance of beer upon finding a chametz is going to suffice. Again, within Diramas Elakahu, if you can find the lines, again, in my old version, it's like five or six lines down from Elakahu, starting with the words Umashma de Tana de Masnisen. Everyone can look for that. Again, Umashma de Tana de Masnisen. and then we'll...
It's the next paragraph from those letters.
Okay, great. Is this the beginning of a paragraph? Oh, amazing. So the beginning of a paragraph which starts with Umash Matatana Demasisan. Oh, we'll get that right after Ephraim's question.
How do you know that Rashi will be Mekil on someone who was Pojan and didn't do B'dika beforehand?
I guess the question that Yaakov and Yudhidov are asking is that, so what's the case? If you didn't do B'dika, on a Doraisa level, so what's going to happen? If you find Chametz, and every Chametz that you encounter, you burn right away, so Lamaisa...
But actually, Rashi's word, you did B'dika and then you missed something.
Not necessarily. Because Shitas Rashi is that you only violate Bar Bai Matzeit Min Shas Re'iyah, so you don't have to worry about the time that you didn't find it. Then Mikana Labai, he holds, as long as you burn it, you're fine.
He said, as long as you burn it, and when I had done a B'dika.
He never says that. That's the case.
Yeah.
But you don't know from Rashi that it's limited to that.
But if we're convinced that there should be meaning to...
Okay, good. We're going to see from Rabbeinu David that it's possible that this heter is limited, and that would answer your question as well. I hear where you're going. Well, let's hold it off until we get to Rabbeinu David, because Rabbeinu David is going to hold to this idea that Bi'ur neutralizes Bayer Bay Matze, but only in a case where you're bonus. It's not clear that the Ran or Rashi hold of that, but if they do, so then you're right, Rashi is limited to his context. It's always hard to know. When someone says something within a certain context, is that where he says it? Or it's got goof from that context, especially in this context. Like, he never references the fact Kim and Shabbatak. Never says that, so you don't know for certain. But we're going to see Rabbeinu David brings up the possibility that you could limit it, and that would, I think, help out Yaakov and Yudhidov. But again, I don't know whether that's true within Shitas Rashi. So again, but within, if you think that's Mukhruch from the Lashon of Rashi and Daf Beis,
I don't, but I think it's...
It would add some meat to it, but again, it's not Mukhruch that's the case. Let's just read this Ran. It's going lagging a little behind here. Lady, would you mind? Do Mashma Tana Demasisan? Remember, background is that the Ran earlier we read is the one who holds, like Rashi, that B'dika alone suffices to neutralize Bayer Bay Matzeh. So again, in this paragraph, he's trying to explain, why is it that B'dika suffices? Isn't there going to be a problem that you find Chametz says that? Don't worry. Go for it.
So, according to
Rashi,
B'dika alone suffices.
Right, that B'dika alone suffices. Right. This suffices because you did
b'dika.
No, mikaven is like thin. Since alafish mikaven shabadak, because you did a proper b'dika, yatzei dechavasa. So.
And if afterward you were to find a nice piece of chametz.
Oh, what's the big line?
Yirano alta.
So what does it say? What's the solution? Burn it immediately, and immediately doesn't mean you're going to end up like actually getting to the totsa of burning it immediately. I mean, as long, start your process of burning it. Go run, get your firewood, get your matches, and start your beer immediately. So clear for the run. Again, this, it's the same presentation. Our presentation is basically following the Rishonim's presentation. They're saying, oh, how can you say that B'dika suffices midaraisa? Let's say you're going to find chametz on Pesach. What are you going to do? Mikanolaba? Answer is, you've got Renu La'altar, right? Do your beer. So again, you have the implication of Rashi that Bi'ur Miyad works, and now the Ran is explicit that Bi'ur Miyad also suffices. So again, very much L'shitaso. And the third Rishon, again, perfectly L'shitaso, is the Maram Chalaba. If anyone has the Maram Chalaba on Vav Amid Beis, sorry, I meant Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David on, not Maram Chalaba, but right, the Rabbeinu David on Vav Amid Beis. Again, if you have the fancy edition, it's on page Lamed Zayin. The paragraph starting with Vizet Tzarech Perusha. Again, this is Rabbeinu David in the same context of trying to justify why B'dika works midaraisa. And again, he has to go at lengths to, again, address what we're saying right now. What do you mean? Let's say you end up finding the chametz. So what are you going to do? And he's going to say again that the beer right away suffices. Anyone have the Rabbeinu David with them? Yikutiel, do you have it? Oh. Yitzi, do you have it?
No.
Yosef, do you have it? Yeah. You start with Bizar Tzarech Pirusha? Alright, so you're saying, right, there's no issue of you know, say just like there's no issue of bayar by matzeh in the case where you don't find it, right? Because Lishitasa holds that you don't violate l'mafreya. We'll get back to that. So similarly, if you end up finding the chametz, it's not going to be a problem. Why? He explains.
Oh. Once you do bedika, as best you can, so when you find the chametz, there's nothing wrong with
shia. And Elishi miyad. What's the solution? Just do beer. Kima alav la'asos. Because, you know, what else could he do? It's very clear from Beno David. Again, the solution and the reason why bedika doesn't have the loophole of bayar by matzeh mikano laba is because you can just do beer. But, this is very important, as I was referencing before, but in contrast to the Rashi and the Ran, who never, you know, or never limit or never qualify this heter of beer, right? I'm saying that the beer only works because you specifically did bedika. It's very clear from Rabbeinu David that the only time that this heter of beer, even meaning where we're matir, you know, bayar by matzeh, during that lag time that it takes you to perform beer, says Rabbeinu David, the only time we're mako on that lag time is only in a case where you did everything that you could have done and it was just ba'ones. He says, like in this case, if you did your bedika like you were supposed to, and then, oh, ba'ones, you found chametz, so then we'll be makel in this case where you know, for the process of beer. Even though it's going to take you some 10, 15 minutes before the beer, we'll be makel. But continues Rabbeinu David, and he says,
who said Rashi and the Ran agree
with that? What?
Who said Rashi and the Ran don't agree with that?
So they never say anything.
Doesn't the Ran?
They don't qualify, what I'm saying. And Rabbeinu David goes on to say, but in a case, anyone remember the case that the Rabbeinu David discusses?
You left it over to Brennan first.
Exactly. But in a case where you had your chametz in Erev Pesach, but you decide, okay, instead of burning it on Erev, let me just burn it at the beginning of chametz. Let me burn the chametz at the beginning of Pesach. Don't I have this heter in my back pocket that, like, as long as I'm doing the process of beer, you know, that'll be matzir by Rabbi Matzeh. Says Rabbeinu David, no. The only time we're makel on the process of beer is when you're subject, when it's only when you're in a situation of needing to perform beer because you're in a situation of ones. But if you put yourself in that situation, so then you're going to violate for performing beer on Pesach, you're going to violate for that time lag. Based on this Rabbeinu David, that gets back to Yehuda Dov and Yaakov's point, so then the only time the heter of beer would apply is if you performed your bedika earlier. But all I'm saying, getting back to Mordechai's point, is that the Ran and Rashi never say that. The Ran and Rashi both say, oh, Yivarenu la'alter, or let's say the Ran says Yivarenu la'alter, Rashi, by implication, says if you did your beer miyad, that would suffice. But they never specifically tie it to the cases that, oh, it's only mutter because it was an ones, because you did your proper bedika. They never say that.
But the Ran does say very explicitly that if you didn't do bedika, then you would be over the mafreya.
The mafreya, that's a completely different issue.
But it seems to be...
That's a completely different issue. So,
is it?
Yes. We'll get to that next. That's when we were dividing the time frame of Mikano Laba and Lamafreya. That's what I meant. The Ran and Rabbeinu David both hold that you need, that the performance of the Bedika solves the Bayar by Matzeh Lamafreya. That's a separate issue than the question of whether the Biur Mikano Laba, or the process of Biur, would be Matzeh Bayar by Matzeh. We'll get back to that. Yeah?
Just a textual question. Where does Rabbeinu David speak from a question to answer?
I think it's all an explanation. It's the kilama yavur is rhetorical. He's saying, "Oh, why would you violate more when you find it than if you didn't find it? Because in the case where you find it, you did your bedika and you end up doing your beer miyad, there's no longer that. That's all he's saying. Okay, so very important. So again, so Rashi, and again, just to take a step back, I think it works out beautifully. Remember the three shitos who hold that bedika neutralizes by yara by matzah midaraisa was Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David. We pointed out those shitos must hold that in order to solve the issue of bayar by matzah mikano laba, they must hold that there is an option other than bittel, right, to solve bayar by matzah mikano laba. So that shita must hold that biur miyad suffices, even though there's a lag time. They must hold that the performance of the process of biur leading up to the actual biur, we must be matir bayar by matzah throughout that time. And halo davaru, you know, lo and behold, those same three shitos, Rashi, or Rabbeinu David, and the Ran, all hold that biur suffices. I think which works out beautifully, l'shitasa. Again, there's all three shitos who hold that by that bedika neutralized by Rabbi Matzeh. All three of them hold that the you have the option of biur upon finding the chametz in order to neutralize the by Rabbi Matzeh moving forward. But the question that we never really answered yet is, okay, so we just saw in Rashi the Ran Rabbeinu David that as long as you perform the biur, you start the biur miyad, that neutralizes by Rabbi Matzeh. But the problem is, wait a second, there's a lag time we keep on referencing. Why don't you violate in between the time that you find it and the time that you end up destroying the chametz, you end up burning the chametz? So why do Rashi, Rabbeinu David, and the Ran all hold it as long as you start the process of biur right away? If biur is all about burning the chametz, and you're not going to be able to burn the chametz until 15 minutes from now, so why don't you violate by Rabbi Matzeh for that 15-minute interim?
Because I forgot who said it. We can say that as long as your intention is to burn it.
Excellent. So that brings up the big shita of Tosfos and Chavtas Amidays. Again, remember Yehuda Dovid, the point said, oh, isn't that a shita Yachad? No one holds of that. So I think that all these Rishonim, Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David, all hold of this big chiddush of Tosfos, really, of the Re, in Tosfos and Chavtas Amidays. This is a world-famous Tosfos. One second. Right? Tosas Chavtas Amidays, Diron Askel Rabashi. Right, we're going to skip the whole Shabbat Tariq because it's not Nogea to our Indian right now. But again, four lines up from the bottom. First word line is Mikan Mochiach. Here is the world famous Shita of the Ri. Benjamin, would you mind reading for us? Whereas the famous Shita of Masha Chametz Almanas Levaro, if you hold off on Chametz, but you intend to burn it, as long as you intend to burn it, that's going to neutralize by Rabbi Matze. So what's the case? Right, Masha Chametz, you're...
Somebody finds Pesach, finds Chametz on Pesach.
Right, and you're Masha, you're holding it over.
For a second, for an amount of time, and you intend to burn it.
Exactly.
Right,
you're not going to violate as long as you end up doing that biur lebisof at the end. That's going to neutralize the violation of Rabbi Matzeh throughout the waiting period. Continue on to the last line. Is it b'taima mishum?
B'taima mishum lo yitak
la'aseh. Right. The reason for this, and the question is why? I mean, why? You know, at the end of the day, you have 15 minutes where you have a piece of chametz which is sitting in your rishus. Why don't you violate? So he says, a very important line we'll get back to when we deal with the inyan of Tashbisu. Shim delo yiro nitzak la'aseh. Because the lav and abayiro abayimatse are nitzak to the ase of what? Exactly, of Tashbisu. Lekach. Right, and therefore, because of this relation, because it's minatek la'aseh, therefore you're not going to violate until you, right, as long as you burn it lebisov at the end, you're not going to violate, right, the mafreya. The whole time that you were holding it over. So again, this is a very what emerges from our analysis is that while this is a very bechiddush and people just assume this is shita yachid, it seems that Rashi, the Ran, Rabbeinu David all hold of the shita. They all hold of some version of the shita. Again, I discussed in Seder that there are different lashonos in the Bali Tosos about whether it's masha alone is it as long as you have das to burn it, or do you actually need to be involved in the process of beer? So again, that's two different versions of this heter. One's found in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. We'll get to this later. But again, Rashi, the Ran, Rabbeinu David, at least hold of the version that as long as you're involved in the process of biur and you plan on burning it lebesof, that's going to neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh even immediately, even though there is a lag time. So one second, I'll take your questions. We're not going to discuss it now, but there's a whole big lumdus in terms of being mazber the shita. And there's a whole big question. I'll just reference it really quickly. One way to explain it is based on the relationship between Tashbisu and Bali Rabbeinu Matzeh. because of the intrinsic link between the lav and abayir abayir matzei and the asei of tashbisu, hence the reference of nitik lasei at the end, that because Tosas thinks that the whole purpose of the tashbisu is to neutralize abayir abayir matzei, so therefore as long as you're involved in the asei of tashbisu, that's going to neutralize the lav and abayir abayir matzei. That's one way of understanding it. Again, understanding it based on the particular relationship between tashbisu and abayir abayir matzei. Again, that works out very well with Tosas' explanation where he references the Nitzik La'Essay connection. The other way of understanding it is that it's really more based on Bayer Abayi Matzeh, and in line with what we're developing, that Bayer Abayi Matzeh is very much a subjective Isser. That, again, we've developing in the first, you know, in the first sugya, that Bayer Abayi Matzeh is not, according to many Rishonim, is not just about it objectively being in Rishus, it's about the way you know, inappropriately relate to it. So according to such an approach, you can say that as long as you are taking the appropriate steps to perform the biur, so therefore, even though the chametz objectively is sitting in your rishus, as long as you're taking the appropriate measures that you could take right now, you're doing whatever you can, you're on your way to collect your firewood, to get your matches, to light the chametz on fire. So therefore, according to this other version, is that the basis of this heter is not necessarily about the relationship between tashbisu and bayir abayir matzeh, as much as about the nature of bayir abayir matzeh being a subjective iser. It's all about your inappropriate relationship to the chametz, such that in a case like here, where you're appropriately relating to the chametz, therefore, even though objectively the chametz is sitting in your rishus, but since you're taking subjectively the appropriate steps that you need to take by performing the process of biur, or intending to perform the process of biur, that's going to neutralize bayir abayir matzeh. Again, we're going to hold off on that, so if you have questions on that, I'm going to push you off, but I'll take other questions on. Yaakov?
It seems like we had always talking about the whole reason why you can, the lag time doesn't matter is because you bone it. But if you're pshio, then you couldn't do so. I think from Tosfos, even if you're pshio at the beginning, because it's Rav Nusko Vasei, once you do the touch piece at the end, you wouldn't be over.
Are you saying that Tosfos wouldn't necessarily limit this heter like Rabbeinu David does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could very well be. That's going to be totally, yeah. We'll see how the Bali Tosos learn the sugya on Dalam and Base, where Rabbeinu David is discussing. But yeah, you're right. From this comment alone, as long as right now your Masha Chametz Amanas Lavaro, doesn't matter that you got in this situation. Seemingly, it doesn't matter that you got in this situation through Pshia. Seemingly. That's why I was also hesitant to extend it to Rashi and the Ran without saying it, because Rabbeinu David's qualification of this heter is not necessarily musklikal. There are other Rishonim who say it, but
I think those qualification is sort of why lifetime doesn't matter also changes.
In what sense?
He seems to be saying, because if it's not going to say, should it matter if it's Bashir or Ernest?
Okay, I hear. You're saying, within the subjective approach, you could say that, because since you got yourself in the situation, just because you're taking the appropriate steps now, like, you know, you're not such a big tzaddik here. So it could be that whether or not this heter is qualified to situations of onus could depend on those two explanations. Is that what you're pointing at? Partially. That's a good har. But we'll get back to that. Elad and then my friend?
No.
Okay, great.
Great
man thing only.
Rishon is starting with saying that we have to explain.
So, was the beginning of your sentence?
We start off with linking them with those because that you have to explain why they hold them. But doesn't Rabbi Nadav explain himself already? That's just for a bonus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Oh, that's
kind
right. Oh.
It's one, not necessarily two, it doesn't work as well.
So you're saying perhaps he's just holding that it is onus. Could be the only issue with that. Again, you're saying not for Ran and Rashi. You're saying specifically for Rabbeinu David?
Yeah.
Because Ran and Rashi don't say that. Right?
It's not yours, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about a case where it's Kodem Shasi Siro, and you could do Bittel? What would Rabbeinu David say in such a case? That would be a good test case. Right, according to you, it's only Midin Onis is the only thing you could do. Let's say you have the option of Bittel. Oh, sorry, if it's Kodem Shasi Siro, you have no issue of lag time. Forget it. Strike that from the record. Sorry. Good Ara, you're saying, according to Rabbeinu David, because his qualification might imply that the heter at hand is simply it didn't notice. Could be.
Doesn't he say that? My old Lassos? I know they spells out wrong.
Because his key, the question is, Ki Ma Olav Lassos, is that justifying the heter of Biur? or is that just explaining why this is a case of ones? And Rabbeinu David holds that this heter only applies in a case of ones. So the question is ki ma las ki ma olav lasas? Is that going back to justify the line of ein olav tzad pshia, or is it coming to justify the line of elashiva renu miyad? So that's I'm not clear on. You know what I'm saying? That's the ambiguity. Right. If Kima Olav Lazos is saying, oh, you've run a Miyad, and that's why B or Miyad works, then I'm sure, right, then the factor of Ones is the justification. If he's just explaining why this is the case of Ones, but the Heter is based on, let's say, Tosis and Chavtes and Beis, so then it's different. Yeah, let's see. Correct. Okay, good. Good, excellent. We're going to see the Rambam could also be Lishitasa. He holds that there's going to be an issue with Mafreya also. So you don't need to come on to that. Right, great. I mean, the Rambam could hold problems in both directions. And that 100% could be correct. You're referencing, you know, Minchas Chinuch Reb Chaim, I'm assuming? Okay, good. Good. Obviously someone who's done Pesachim before. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But then it's also like when we're talking about this heter, are you saying, like, according to Rashi, for example, that this heter applies to that, like, 15-minute lag time, and that you're over when you first see it, or even when you first see it, you're not?
No, as long as when you first see it, right away, you have das to be mavair, so then the heter is going to kick in.
So then how does that work with the, like, five Rashis that we saw that said, like, you'll see it, and then you'll be over it? So we're saying all those...
Yeah, those are cases where you don't... Yeah, where you're not... Mivayr, yeah.
Even though Rashi doesn't really say that in this case.
Meaning Rashi...
I mean, now we're limiting every case where Rashi said that he'll see it and be over. We're saying he'll see it.
Yeah, we were saying there are all cases, like on Bava Beis, where it's Chasa Leva Zarefa.
Yeah.
That's you. I think that's nothing to do with me. I think you have to say that. Meaning Rashi says that the only issue of Shema Yimsa Kluska Yafa is when it's Chasa Leva Zarefa.
Maybe Rashi's saying that when you find it, you're sort of automatically, you have like a one-time over, and then there's a question about the next 15 minutes, are you over for every second?
One more time?
You're reading this as that, you know, Rashi's saying this heter applies to the whole Bayra, maybe you could suggest that there, once you see it, you're over Bayra, Bayumatze, like a one-time thing, and then... Whether you're continually over depends on das.
What type of das?
Whether you have das.
No, but Rashi implies that if you were to have the das right away, it sounds like Rashi is saying the only reason why you have an issue in this Gemara is because chasale. You're saying that that's only the continued violation, not the original violation?
Yeah, I guess so.
The other, and with this we'll conclude and we'll finish up tonight. The other way to answer your question is that if Yaakov and Yehuda Dov are correct, that Rashi only holds of this heter of biur in a case where you did the dika, where it's an ones like Rabbeinu David, so then all those other Rashis can be just, you know, then you can sell that. So again, so tonight we'll pick up and we'll discuss the second section Gimel on the Mar Makomos. Right now we finished the Mitano Labah part, and then we'll go back to the Lamafreya, how these Shitos deal with that.